something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Ari, for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'll be joined in just a few moments by a couple of our really bad advice givers, but before we do that, let me just get something out of the way. Just to be clear, none of us are actually professional advice givers. If you plan to take our advice, that's entirely on you. Now, we do get our questions from people that we know, people who submit questions, things that we overhear on the bus, people talking on the street, or just generally things that make us curious. So, that's where our questions come from. If you don't like our advice, but you take it anyways and bad things happen, that's on you. Alrighty, that's out of the way. Gentlemen, let me introduce you to our audience. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Perfect. So today's question is, I need suggestions on how I can pay less tax. Dean, we'll start with you.
How you can pay less tax. I mean, there's a lot of obvious ways. Just if you make less money, you'll make less tax. You'll pay less tax. If, you know, just do your whole life for no wages and you'll pay no tax. Just barter. I think technically you're supposed to report barter deals. Like if I say, hey, I'll mow your lawn if you feed me dinner. I think CRA probably wants you to declare the amount of that dinner, but good luck. You know, if you give more money away to charity, you pay less tax. Mm-hmm. If you cheat more, you pay less tax. You just report less money and you pay less tax. I don't know any real ways. I don't know any other ways. I don't know any clever ways. Let's see. You can move to a state or a province where there's no sales tax and no provincial or state tax, so you can move. None of these are entertaining. I'm just trying to really answer this question. I'm racking my brain.
So Dean's decided to go serious for everybody on this episode. Thank you.
You pay less tax. What can you do? I don't know.
We'll come back to you, Dean, if you come up with something.
It's tax time, and yeah. My head's in real tax world.
Matt, what's your suggestion for somebody to pay less tax?
Yeah, Dean is absolutely right. Earn less money is the easiest way. If you need some practical advice on that, might I suggest a career in stand-up comedy? The tax bracket, pretty low. I also have noticed this. Another way to pay less tax, apparently, earn a tremendous amount of money. That seems to be another way to do it. If you are incredibly rich, taxes seem to just disappear. Oh, don't worry about it. I didn't earn any money this year. It's just this business that I have created that has all this money. My private jet? That's not my private jet. That's the corporation's private jet. Yeah, there are ways to do it. Yeah, okay. Something with the Cayman Islands. I never know how that works. There's something happening over there, I suppose. You could claim your cat as a dependent. I don't know. There are tricks and there are things. But my big question is, why? Why is everyone so fixated on paying less tax? What, you hate roads? Huh? Hospitals? Not enjoyable for you anymore? You want to be a leech? Is that what you... That's the thing. People always who always want to pay less tax, they're all the people who goes like, oh, we're handing out all this money to these people. You got to earn a little bit like I do. But I don't give anything back either. I just keep it and hoard it for myself. I hate the government, but I enjoy all of the government stuff. Give me a break. Just pay your taxes and quiet yourself down.
You running for office soon, Matt?
I'm not running for office. I think you should be disqualified from running for office if you want to run for office. Anyway, no, I'm not. But I don't know. I just get annoyed when everyone's trying to save the tax money. It's like, just pay it. Live your life. Well, and I do think we should tax rich people more. I think that, I don't know. If you
okay,
want to pay
well,
less tax,
yeah. Vote we've gone into the whole good advice category where we're giving good advice. So I'm going to bring us back to the ridiculous.
No, I'd like to stay on this and just alienate the viewers.
Well, that's too bad. It's my freaking show, so I can do whatever I want. Okay. I'm going to fake my own death. I think if you fake your own death, you don't have to pay income tax because you have no income. Okay? You pay that one last tax that your estate pays when you're gone. But then after that, you're living under the radar. Okay, because you're dead. Mm. And really, by the time people figure out that you're dead, particularly if you've been doing this podcast, because nobody's listening, nobody will miss you. Hmm. So you're continuing to work under the radar. You're continuing to do whatever. I mean, you go to work and people are like, oh, they don't care because you're dead. They don't pay attention to you. You're just this, you know, mindless automaton coming in and getting a random paycheck going to a random name.
I think it is a little sad that you're saying that if you were dead, your social life wouldn't change at all. But that's fine. I think that's interesting. I like the idea of faking my own death, but for the Tom Sawyer reason. Then you can like sneak in at your funeral and hear what's said, you know, and then you can have a second chance at life and do better if people are honest at your funeral. But nobody's ever honest at funerals.
And you don't even have to paint your own fence if you pull the Tom Sawyer thing.
That's right? True.
All of your home maintenance is done by somebody else.
That's true. I played Tom Sawyer in my grade 6 production of Tom Sawyer. I was one of the Tom Sawyers. They had two nights. I was fat even back then. And even as a kid, I remember thinking, this is terrible casting. Tom Sawyer should be thin. I just feel a little bit too chunky to be up here talking about swinging dead cats over my head and whatnot. I don't know. I felt more like a Huck, but.
What about starting your own religion? Because I hear that that's a pretty good place of no taxation.
What would your religion be then?
You know, I would try to find like some unmowed grass somewhere, right? Something that, you know, what's something people would gravitate towards?
Like literally unmowed grass?
No, like spiritually unmowed.
Like, oh, I see.
What's a hole in the religion marketplace?
I thought this was a religion based upon unmowed grass. I would find some unmowed grass. I'd bring people over. I'd mow it, and then I'd be like, you want this?
Yeah. Well, and that goes with your Tom Sawyer theme.
Collection plate?
Matt, that goes with your Tom Sawyer theme, right? Somebody else comes to mow your grass. And I love it, Dean.
You're doing my chores for me.
I think what we need to do is follow Matt.
I would follow Matt anyway.
Yeah. If we follow Matt, and then like all the work that we do for Matt would be like donated work, but we would still get a receipt somehow, and then we could deduct the receipt for the money that we didn't spend, which would then come back to us as a refund.
Thank you all for coming today to the Church of Fat Tom Sawyers. Today we see this unmowed grass, and we ask, what are you going to do about it?
Please tell me your pulpit is a raft.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, that one got wonderfully weird at the end. I love it. Dean, any parting thoughts?
There are two inevitable things, and one of them is death. So I think that's why I came up empty. The other one is taxes, by the way.
I'm listening to all the advice here, and I honestly think the two best ways to pay less tax is to become incredibly wealthy or to be dead, and one of them you get to keep your soul. So yeah, I would choose death.
Beautiful. And I think, Matt, when you open up your church in Hannibal, Mississippi, we will all be on that river with you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So Hannibal, a beautiful place to be. Yeah. It's not like New York City where the buildings touch the sky. It's not like Rome or Paris, which are pleasing to the eye. It's a little one-horse town, as you can plainly see. But Hannibal, Missouri is the only place for me. I still remember the lyrics.
Set it up and you'll knock it down. All right, folks. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you
very
much.
That was tremendous, Matt.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you. On behalf of all of us, Andrew, who's our technical producer in the background, thank you so much for listening. If you want to submit a question or join Matt's religion, drop us a line at reallybadadvice.ca and we'll get you hooked up. We'll get a power of attorney so Matt can take care of your finances. And then it'd be too rich to pay taxes. That's the way it's going to go. I've been Ari. I've been your host. And thank you for listening to this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.